Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Horvat is here. John Horvat II has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 5 years. He's a scholar, a researcher, international speaker, the author of Return to Order and Lighting the Way. He's also a member of the Philadelphia Society, the National Association of Scholars, and the Society of Christian Economists. As you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Hey, John, welcome back.
Great to be on the show. Great to be on.
Good to have you back, John. So one of the things I know is on your mind is all this money that the government is throwing around. I'm going to set the table for you just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Out here on Main Street, they've appropriated hundreds of millions of dollars for small businesses. In the first round of the Paycheck Protection Program, it was vital. It was essential. It really, really, I know it helped small businesses, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, not go out of business through no fault of their own. But at the end, there was still $130 billion that had not been claimed. So then, instead of redoing the rules on that, they issued another round of PPP, and so that's what happened. That's what's happened on the business level. On the personal level, bankers tell me that they've never seen so many deposits. Their deposits are like five times what normally would be. So we know that the economy is awash in cash. And yet the Congress is about to send out a whole bunch more money, trillion more right. money. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. This is supposed to be a stimulus program, which stimulates the economy, stimulates the production of goods and services. And as all the economists say, you know, people are paying down debt. Or putting in the bank, and that when it sits there, it doesn't do too much good. It feels good, but it doesn't do good to the economy, and it's much more political than economic.
Well, that's exactly what I said earlier when I told the audience you were coming. Is what we need now is more reality, more real world reality, and less political reality. But what we get out of Washington is nothing but politics. Everything is done to either get you to believe something else, sleight of hand, or to pander to you for your vote, of them, that individual, or your vote of a certain party. Everything that's done is based on that. And by definition, what I just said, John, means no leadership. There's no leadership in evidence.
Right. Oh, yeah. It is just pure politics to get people to think about, well, money equals Democratic Party, money equals, you know, what I've done for you. But it's not leadership. That leadership says, no, let's pull together. Let's you know, this is not going to be easy. Let's try to, you know, get around this crisis. And this what they call helicopter money really doesn't do it.
Well, and let's break down the $1.9 million, I mean trillion.
Trillion.
A trillion here, or is it Dirksen? Who was it said? A trillion here, a trillion there, a billion here, a billion there. Eventually, it adds up to real money. So,
right, yeah, exactly.
So when you break it down, apparently a whole lot of that money is not going to go to targeted individuals. A lot of that money is going to go to bail out profligate cities and states who have not managed their money well and who are at the trough as rent seekers in Washington trying to bail out their bad practices. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what's happening. I mean, the more liberal states have spent liberally, and the more conservative ones haven't. And you know, now there's data showing that a lot of the state budgets are going up because the economy is going up, tax revenue is going up. So you know, do we really need that? And you know, and who's going to pay for it? That's the big problem.
Well, and the other thing is, we know that a lot of the people who are going to be getting this next round of money don't even need the money. Their income is to a level where they don't need the money. All it's doing is giving them money that they really don't need. I mean, I'm not saying they won't take it, and they won't be happy to get it, I guess, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to help them feed their children more than they already have. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not a game changer. It's not a game changer at all. I mean, it's $2,000 today. I mean, it's not much. And you have to consider that, I mean, this statistic just boggles my mind, is the fact that, you know, taking all this stimulus check, the one before and the one before, you're talking about $900 billion. That's the defense budget.
Yeah.
That's what you're just throwing into the economy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we skimp to get defense, and here we are just throwing the same budget at a bunch of individuals for something that really...
Meanwhile, China is growing their military at an alarming rate, with the stated goal of taking us down. We have that problem. But do you think that all this money that they're appropriating, and when I say appropriate, all that means is they're giving the Fed the go ahead to print money. All this money is monopoly money, because it doesn't really, I mean, it's not money we have. It's not money that we've collected yet. We're borrowing from the future, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, the whole logic of it is, well, interest rates are at, you know, lowest rates possible. You know, I've seen the New York Times, you know, columnists say, you know, let's put the printer on auto print. And, wait, and when it's over, we'll turn it off. But, I mean, that's the kind of attitude that just destroys any type of accountability.
Other than the hard assets of our country, our continent that we have, that are our physical assets that we have in the ground and in possession, other than that, from a financial statement standpoint, from a cash flow standpoint, I guess I should say, America is bankrupt, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
If we looked at it like a business, folks, if your business had the debt that America has against the income that it will have, I think it would be determined to be bankrupt. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend John Horvat. He's the author of Return to Order.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.